The long-running antitrust suit against Microsoft almost came to an end this week. The federal government came up with a deal that would end the suit while also placing Microsoft under 5 years of business restrictions. But this case refuses to die. At the last minute, 9 state governments wouldn't sign on. Their rebellion has given new life to the suit and made a complex legal saga even more complicated. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
For years, the suit against Microsoft has pitted an unstoppable force, the U.S. Justice Department, against an immovable object, the world's largest software maker. The two positions were irreconcilable. Take last year's aborted breakup plan, announced confidently by the Justice Department's Joel Klein.
We're asking the court to enter an order establishing a process under which Microsoft would be reorganized into two companies, an operating systems company and an applications company.
A plan immediately dismissed by Microsoft's Steve Ballmer.
I am confident that this company, which has done so many great things for consumers and for the American economy over the last 25 years, will not be broken up.
Ballmer won that battle, but the war has turned into a stalemate. This past week, the two sides weren't exactly hugging, but they agreed to lay down their arms. Microsoft promised to abide by some pretty complicated rules. They would basically require that the company deal fairly with competitors. 3 technical experts would make sure that the company complies. The government promised, more or less, to leave Microsoft alone. But the agreement has created not peace, but new conflicts. California Attorney General Bill Lockyer led a revolt by 9 of the states who said they would not accept the agreement. Lockyer says he just couldn't sign on to a document that allows the company to go on its merry monopolistic way.
There are days I think we have to enroll some of the corporate principals in sort of a 12-step program where they have to begin each session saying, I am a monopolist, I am a monopolist, I have broken the law, in order to get them to get out of this pattern of denial.
This rebellion by California and 8 other states has created a new and strange legal situation. In the coming months, Judge Colleen Kohler-Catelli must decide whether to approve the agreement. The 9 rebel states will likely use this opportunity to tell the judge exactly why she should reject this settlement, even though it's been endorsed by 9 other states. And Howard University law professor Andrew Gavel says criticism of the agreement could persuade the judge to get involved and demand changes.
If she does not believe that the proposed settlement will be effective in correcting competitive problems, and especially if she believes that it is going to be difficult for her as the judge to enforce, she should have clear authority to object to the agreement and demand additional changes.
And if that happens, Microsoft could decide it's no longer interested in this peace accord. The company might conclude it's just as tough to battle 9 states as it is to take on 18 and the Department of Justice. UCLA law professor John Wiley says all these factors could kill an agreement that may be flawed but has one important thing going for it.
The key thing is that this language has secured something that's been very, very difficult to get in this lawsuit or in any lawsuit, which is agreement. So once the parties agree on some set of words on some topic, they're very reluctant to go back and mess with any single word for fear that they're going to lose the thing that has been so hard to get, which is that precious agreement.
Over the years, 2 judges have tangled with the Microsoft case, only to have their reputations sullied when they were thrown off the case for appearing biased. That may serve as a big incentive to Judge Kohler-Catelli to keep her distance from the case that wouldn't die. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.